The fetal transplant thing is pretty interesting. How widespread is this in terms of how many centers are looking at this? Where do you think it's heading in the future?
Well, there's a limited number of centers that are doing it, and that's partly about infrastructure. In our region of the country, the University of Minnesota is doing it, but there are a number of other places that have an interest. So if oncologists are listening to this and have a patient who doesn't have a match, who they'd like to consider for transplant, talk to your regional center about whether they do it, and if not, who in the region does do it. You know, there are things to do now for myelodysplasia. And not only have the three drugs that are approved, I think, changed oncologists' perspective on MDS as something that we just couldn't do anything for except supportive care. They've also stimulated a lot of other players to try to get in on the action, and there are a lot more ongoing clinical trials for MDS patients than there ever were before. So I think that we're really in the middle of a sea change as far as how we look at this disorder, group of disorders, and it's an exciting time, but I would encourage physicians, if they have a patient who is willing to travel to participate in a clinical trial, or they have a clinical trial at their own center, to enroll patients. It's the only way we're going to get better, but not to look at this as necessarily a death sentence, but as a disease that there are treatment options for. Not good enough treatment options, but at least there's something to do.